'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish.
Welcome, folks.
From dusk till dawn.
Thank you for tuning in to the Trump Phenomenon. We're live. We've been live for going on 3 years in our various American Freedom Party programs. I hope you fully appreciate the effort that the American Freedom Party has gone to bring you these radio shows for 3 years, and I hope you help out in making them happen. The American Freedom Party can be found at theamericanfreedomparty.us. And what are we? We're a small patriot party espousing the ideas that have broken out into the open and onto the big stage with the presidential campaign of Donald Trump, much to the amazed surprise of all of us, including my co-host today, George in Maryland, and Paul Fromm in Canada. George, thank you for being with us, and Paul.
Yes, glad to be here, Jamie.
And happy Friday night, gentlemen.
Well, and it is a happy Friday night. Donald Trump is about to speak in he's about to speak at the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs. So we're waiting for his let me correct myself here. He's about to speak at the Air Museum in Denver. I am going to bring you audio from the University of Colorado Colorado Springs event that occurred earlier today. So we might actually give you live Donald Trump from the Air and Space Museum in Denver. And we certainly will bring you audio from Donald Trump at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. We'll also give you the update on the polls and other events and a recap on the conventions, which turned out so very well. The Republican convention, wonderful. The Democratic convention was not as big a train wreck as it could have been, mainly because Barry Sanders agreed to bite the bullet and bite his lip and take one for the party. And but man, was it a ridiculous convention! The whole theme of the convention was what a wonderful mother Hillary Clinton is, and what a wonderful, how much she cares about little children and women, and she is just this wonderful, wonderful woman. You know, this was the whole convention. That's about all they could talk about. These parading people up there to say, well, that's the character references for Hillary. Most of the convention was people like the mothers of the movement, which were the mothers of black thugs.
Yeah,
who managed to get themselves shot by police by doing things like wrestling with them on the ground, trying to take the cop's gun and firing the gun, attempting to kill the cop after they robbed a store. And so the Democratic Party got to express its horror that the brave American police actually do their jobs. I don't think this went over well with the people with patriots.
But the other there was one other theme.
Yeah.
The entire convention was, like you said, wonderful. What a wonderful job Barack Obama is doing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just wonderful. And the phony emotion, folks, the three, I think the who takes the cake here? Chelsea Clinton. My gosh, what a just maudlin emotional presentation of mommy. She's 36 years old.
Oh,
what a Yeah. Married to Mark Mizvinsky, a stock speculator, and she's got two kids. But the then Bill, you know, Bill topped Chelsea, though. Bill, I mean, come on. The real story of Bill Clinton, we all know it. And fortunately, in this campaign, how many days remaining, George? 102 days. 102 to go. We're going to have 102 days of the truth about Bill Clinton's, you know, anything but loving, caring, good parent record as the father of Chelsea and as the husband of Hillary. To put this clown, this rogue, up as the model of fatherhood and husbandhood, it's just too much of a stretch. But anyway, he got up and he got moony about Hillary and when they were in college and they're holding hands and they're sitting by the lake in England and he's proposing and she says, I can't do it. And then he's got to come back and try again and again. Oh, this is like something out of...
He can't do it?
Yeah. This, folks, was something suitable to Days of Our Lives or General Hospital.
Or the Young and the Useless.
The Young and the Restless.
It was, you didn't know whether you were watching a comedy or a farce, but it was appalling.
Yes, and so much for that. Let's listen to... Bill Clinton. Let's not listen to Bill Clinton. Let's go to Donald Trump. Here he is live in Colorado Springs. This is today, just a little while ago. Here he is.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Huge crowd.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So I have to tell you this. This is why our country doesn't work. You understand. So we have thousands of people in a room next door. We have plenty of space here. We have thousands of people outside trying to get in. And we have a fire marshal that said, oh, we can't allow more people. It really is so unfair to the people. I'm so sorry, and I have to apologize, but it's not my fault. I just came here. But we have thousands of beautiful, wonderful, great people outside, and we have in the room next door over 1,000 people. They won't let them in. And the reason they won't let them in is because they don't know what the hell they're doing. That's why, okay? Too bad. That's why our country has problems. Hey, maybe they're a Hillary person. Could that be possible? Probably. I don't think there are too many of them. Anyway, they set up a screen in the other room. They set up something outside. But what a disgraceful situation. So, but you people can't be complaining, right? You can't be complaining. All right.
I'm going to pause that just a bit here. That was Donald Trump earlier today, and give you another little taste of what are his events like now. Now that we're in the home stretch. Now that we've dispensed with the primaries. Now that we know that Crooked Hillary is his opponent. Now we're down to the home stretch. And what kind of events can you expect from Donald Trump? Well, here's an example of what we had here today here at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. Let me go over here to the timeline. Let's see here. There's a great intro being given here, and I don't know who's giving the intro. It's fantastic. Patriots giving the intro. Some, I think, probably a Colorado figure. Here he is.
Professors here who didn't want Donald Trump.
Let me go back. I just didn't miss it. What he was saying here, I wanted to catch this. This fellow giving the introduction mentions, well, you listen, you'll see what he says. About, they're at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, which, you know, is all of America's universities have become, with exception of maybe Liberty University and a couple others, have become a politically correct prisons, really.
In the silly and destructive political correctness that is eating away at our First Amendment. culture of political correctness comes from the top. You know, we were welcomed here by UCCS and the great people who are here. But I understand there's a few professors here who didn't want Donald Trump to be here and speak. Now, I assume they'd be okay if Hillary Clinton was here to speak, but they don't want your voice heard. What in the world has happened to America that we can't listen to our neighbor tell us their opinion without being offended? It's crazy. And when you can't say the name of our enemy, radical Islamic terrorists, you can't win a war and you diminish our freedom. And Trump, more than any figure in America today, has attacked political correctness.
Bingo.
Like nobody else. And I'm proud of him for that. Political correctness is corrosive to our First Amendment. No more safe zones, no more coddling people at the expense of free speech rights. Let's be Americans again who aren't afraid to discuss the truth. We aren't afraid to have political discussions, and we aren't afraid to disagree. That's the way our founders want it. Let's be proud of who we are as Americans, and let's make America great again.
Now, let me jump again. Now, this fella, you know, everybody at the Democrat convention was, you know, just praising themselves and hugging themselves. This fella didn't even get introduced here at this Donald Trump event, so I don't even know who he is, but you can tell he's a very eloquent patriot. Now, the next person up, this is before Donald Trump came up on the stage. The next appearance, let me go to this. This gives you the flavor of what these events are like. The next appearance is Mark Geist, who is one of the Marines who fought in the Battle of Benghazi. And let me see if I can't locate his exact spot here on the timeline. I think I've got it right here. Here we go. Let me give it a try. Here we go. It's Mark Geist coming up on the... Now, just before the introduction, when this fellow was that you just heard was introducing Mark Geist, he said, almost with tears in his eyes, Mark Geist has been credited with saving the lives in Benghazi, this brave Marine, of saving the lives of 25 Americans by his courage. Here he is.
Out there, first responders, God bless you and thank you for what you've done and do every day. You know, there's an ethos that we have in the military, and it's don't leave no man behind. Ask Hillary what she thinks of that one. I've been on the downside of that. You know, lock her up.
That's legit. Now lock her up.
Yes, it does. Thank you. You know, I saw a retired general, Marine Corps general, come out and say that Trump isn't good for the military. When I was a young Marine and I went through boot camp, there was a thing, it was an acronym that we have. It's called JJ Did Tie Buckle, and it's to remind you of leadership traits.
No, I don't think so.
Justice and judgment. Apply those to Hillary. See what you get. Dependability and integrity. Does she have it? No, I don't think so. Decisiveness. No, we know that because she spent 4 hours trying to figure out if the Marines that were going to come to Benghazi should be in uniform or civilian clothes because she was afraid of offending the local Libyans. We have tact and integrity and enthusiasm. Those, I don't think she has that either. Bravery. Well, we know that. She had to lie about sniper fire landing in Bosnia several years ago. Unselfishness. Do we have that in her as a leader? No, because she's all about herself. Courage. Does she have any courage? Knowledge. Well, she has some knowledge. Knowledge how to take care of herself, how to take care of her cronies. those that are going to lie and cheat for her and help her out. Loyalty, does she have that? Not to America, not to the American people. I just read something the other day that Egypt arrested a guy, I think his name's El Habab, who actually is a Muslim Brotherhood individual who was also part of the Clinton Foundation. Is that who we want running this country?
There you go. That's Mark Geist. And I think the general he was talking about must have been, I may have the wrong general here, but incredibly, there was actually a general. These would be hard to find, folks. It was actually a general who endorsed Hillary Clinton at her convention. And his name was General, I wrote it down here yesterday, General Allen. And I was not impressed with him. But his full name is, I'll get it for you here in just a second. He was a commander of the joint forces in Afghanistan and Iraq. But anyway, I forgot his first name, but it's General Allen. Anyway, and let's go to Donald Trump here a little later in the event here. Let's go to Donald Trump and maybe go to his close of his event in Colorado Springs, and then we may be able to cut to his live event in Denver while we're at it. And George and Paul, you know, this is one of the great things that is on the campaign trail right now is that these Marines who were in Benghazi and who saved Americans who were there and were abandoned by Hillary, they're on the campaign trail for Donald Trump. And this is a mighty impressive part of this Trump campaign.
James, it's scary to watch liberal TV. It's all a love fest for Hillary. But everybody I know, everyone who works for a living, is totally disgusted, and they can't wait to pull the lever for Donald Trump.
I just remembered that general's name. It's General John Allen. He was the head of the International Security Force for Iraq and Afghanistan. But I'll assure you, folks, that in the military, the support for Donald Trump must be overwhelming. Among police officers and firemen, overwhelming support for Donald Trump. Now, here he is. Here's Donald Trump in his event today in Colorado Springs. And while you're listening to this, I'll see whether he's live right now in Denver.
He sold his soul to the devil. He did. He had a great thing. I was so surprised because he seemed like a tough guy. He was like tough, 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 tough. And then in the end, he folded. And I said yesterday, and it's true, he wanted to go home. He wanted to go to sleep. Okay? That's what it was. But you know, had he not folded, and his people haven't folded, because his people were angry. Now, just to show you how unfair it is, if that would have happened in the Republican convention, they would have said, catastrophic evening. People are screaming. Did you see when they had the moment of silence for the police? And by the way, the only reason the police were up on that stage on the fourth night was because I was complaining they don't have any police up there, right? They put the police up because they were getting a lot of heat. But they don't mean it. The difference is I mean it. Okay, we're going to be law and order, and I mean it. We're going to be great. We're going to be great.
Now, Donald Trump, that's Trump today, folks. He's referring to the fact that Bernie Sanders, if you saw him in the bleachers there at the Democratic convention, he looked sick. He was really, you could see, he was not happy. Did you see that, Paul?
Yeah, he looked like a beaten man.
Yes, he did. He was slumped over. His shoulders were slumped. And we got a break coming up here. We'll talk more about this. And we'll take your calls, by the way. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. See you after the break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Paul, we were talking about the glum look on Bernie Sanders' face as he had to take one for the party. Here's Donald Trump commenting on that very same thing. He was watching what we were watching. Here's Donald Trump commenting. And by the way, just before he makes this comment here, this is in Colorado Springs. Remember, he mentioned that there were over 1,000 people in the room next door not being allowed in by the fire marshal. And Trump just now said to them, he said, all you folks over in the other hall over there, when we finish here, I'm going to come over into your room and talk to you. That's classic Donald Trump. Here he is talking about the Democratic convention.
Oh, a lot of things happened. And I found last night interesting because we're going to get a lot of Bernie supporters, I think. And Bernie made a big mistake. The mistake he made, and this is the beauty of doing speeches like this, because it was late in the night and I saw it. And she was thanking Bernie and talking about Bernie. And he's sitting there like glum. Did you notice that? No smile. His wife pats him on the back and she pulled her hand away. Whoa. Whoa. Did you see that? A pat on the back. Darling, I love you. And pulls it back. And she was a little bit concerned there. But he was angry. And then a second time they showed him, and he was angry. And you know what? Honestly, he made a big mistake. Because we have the best movement of all. We have far more people than anybody. We have the most important. I tell people, Bill O'Reilly said the greatest single phenomena he's ever seen in politics. This whole, us, all of us. All of us. You, all the people outside. Man, they had people lined up in the driveway all the way up. But this is one of the great movements in the history of our country. Our movement is much better than Bernie, but I'll tell you where Bernie blew it. He sold his soul to the devil. He did. He had a great thing. I was so surprised because he seemed like a tough guy. He was like tough. And then in the end, he folded. And I said yesterday, and it's true, he wanted to go home. He wanted to go to sleep. Okay? That's what it was. But you know, had he not folded, and his people haven't folded, because his people were angry. Now, just to show you how unfair it is, if that would have happened in the Republican convention, they would have said, catastrophic evening. People are screaming. Did you see when they had the moment of silence for the police? And by the way, the only reason the police were up on that stage on the fourth night was because I was complaining they don't have any police up there, right?
They put the police. Same folks with the flags. They put some flags up on the stage and they handed hundreds of flags out to the people in the crowd because the American flag was not in evidence in the first couple of days of the Democratic convention. Donald Trump pointed that out forcefully and they adjusted at the Democratic convention. But there you go, Paul. Donald Trump was watching the convention just like us and drawing the same conclusion from those sour, angry looks on Bernie Sanders' face.
Well, you know, he put up a good fight, and he, I don't agree with most of his principles, but he did, and he was badly treated. And those emails that came out, he would have been justified in just walking away from that convention. The Democratic Party establishment was so stacked against him. And they cheated. They cheated.
Yes, they certainly did.
And, James, let's not forget, Clintons do very interesting things to people that cross them. So maybe Bernie's angry, but Bernie's also not stupid. He might not want to wind up with him or part of his family face down in a ditch.
Yes.
Considering what has happened to many of the former Clinton friends and so on, that there's a trail of bodies going back to Arkansas, you might be right. You might be right about that.
Yes.
I know I'm right.
Bernie may have been made an offer he couldn't refuse. Here's Donald Trump. Let's cut right to the live action, folks. Donald Trump is live right now in Denver, Colorado at the Wings Over the Rockies Air and Space Museum. We'll have that for you right after this break.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Fight.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell?
Well, that's the question, folks. Are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? Well, Merle Haggard, who's we lost him 3.5 months ago, April 6th, his birthday, he died. I think he was 79. But
birthday, yes.
Yep. The and he ends that song by saying, no, we're not rolling downhill. It's not the best of the free times are not over. And so that's how he ends that song. And that's how Donald Trump is trying to end the song for us here now in this election. I'll just give some polling data that you, George, and Paul will like. This is out today, Friday, July 29th. Here's a here's a poll from this is good news in this regard, folks. You know, one of the big worries is that this idiot, Gary Johnson, who's heading the Libertarian Party ticket, he headed it last time, so he had a lock on it this time. And he's a real moonbeam. He thinks open borders are great and all sorts of stuff like this and a whole bunch of really crazy ideas. The worry was he'd take away, he was being financed to the limitless financing from neocons for Gary Johnson. He was promised tens and tens of millions of dollars to oppose Trump. So they're offering him that money, but is it working? Well, it's not. Because in a poll that came out today, now don't be worried about this. This is the Reuters Ipsos poll. When they match Trump versus Clinton, just one-on-one, Clinton is winning, disregard this, don't worry about this number, folks, by 5 points. 40 Clinton, 35 Trump. But now, here's the good news. Remember, these polls, Donald Trump is going to smash Clinton in these polls. But here is, so she's up by 5 in a one-on-one matchup. But the same Reuters poll, when they add Johnson for the Libertarians and Jill Stein for the Green Party, Clinton and Trump are tied. So Donald Trump makes a 5-point jump up against Hillary Clinton when you throw Johnson, the Libertarian moonbeam, and Stein, the Green Party flake, into the mix. All four of them are in there, according to Reuters and Ipsos, Trump and Clinton are tied at 37. Gary Johnson has 5 points, which he's drawn away, four of them, from Clinton. Stein has 1, which she's drawn away from Clinton. So there you have it. Gary Johnson and Jill Stein are not going to be able to fulfill the neocons' dream of hurting Donald Trump. This is in a poll that you'd otherwise not find impressive because Trump isn't winning it. This is awfully good news, Paul and George.
Boy, this is devastating.
Bring it on.
Yeah, bring it on. Let's bring Donald Trump on. Here he is talking right now live at the Wings Over the Rockies Air and Space Museum in Colorado Springs. No, in Denver. Denver right now.
I got a kick last night. Go ahead. USA.
Sounds like a really big crowd, but you can't tell. The media won't show you.
You know, you hear that sound, how it sounds like you're watching a big football game, right? Denver. Good team. Good defense. Good defense. And you know what? John Elway is a great guy. I played golf with him a long time ago. He's long. He's strong. He's a long hitter. But he's a good guy. He's done a great job. Great defense. I think you're going to do great, right? But my wife will always say, darling, did you have a big crowd tonight? And she said, because they never show the crowd, but boy, it sounds it. You can't imitate that noise with 100 people. You know, other people.
All you see is Donald Trump's face. That's all the media showing. His suit, his face, and the American flag behind him. That's all you get to see. This is what they do always.
Amazing. You can't imitate that. That's called the real deal. No matter where we go, we have crowds. The crowds are only restrained by the size of the buildings. And sometimes, I mean, now we're using an air museum. Good place, I guess, right? Good. But it's only restrained by that. So when I heard some of the statistics last night, and I enjoyed some, I thought Chelsea did a nice job. You know, Chelsea likes Ivanka,
and Ivanka likes Chelsea. I wish they didn't like each other, but they do. It's easier if they don't like each other. You would think that relationship would be strained, but they like each other. And I thought Chelsea did a nice job last night, okay? I really did. Okay, but listen. But Hillary, now that's another subject. And Hillary said all sorts of wonderful things, like we're doing great. So here are numbers that came out today. All right, this came out just a little while ago. Today we got new growth numbers. 1.2% for the second quarter growth. Wait. This is the weakest recovery in modern history. Oh, did she say that last night? I don't think so. Yesterday, I said this before, the rate of home ownership, people that own their homes, is the lowest level it's been in 51 years. Did Hillary say that last night? No, I don't think so. Under President Obama, oh, I like that better. Keep the lights off. It just went down 20 degrees. Wow. And the audience is even bigger now. I can see the audience. Oh, I like that. I miss my protesters. I miss my protesters. You know, my protesters, they were really Bernie protesters. They were really Bernie protesters. Thank you. Oh, look at that. Look at that. It's the remnant of a Bernie protester. The final remnant. That's okay. So, did you see Bernie last night, how angry he was? I don't like to see that. It's bad for your health. He was so angry. They were talking about him, and he was scowling. And his wife put her hand on his shoulder, and he didn't move, and she took it off. Because she could see. You know why? He sold his soul to the devil. That's right.
Very good. Now, that's nice, folks. You got there that same point that Donald Trump made earlier in Colorado Springs. And he's, you know, you can hear it. It's a huge rally. You know, Paul and George, somebody, I hope some photographer out there is making a compilation of, you know, of the rallies. If some photographer would simply take photos of these rallies or find on the internet, maybe we could do this, find photos of these crowds because they are immense. Anybody, you know, go and Google Images, folks, and you can find these things. Donald Trump's crowds are enormous, and the psychological impact on the public seeing such crowds is very great. The media, they know this. That's why they're, you know, we're getting a full 1984 Ministry of Truth treatment, Paul.
No, that's absolutely.
You know, there's no crowd there. It's just Donald Trump all by himself on the stage. You don't get to see that there are 35,000 people. Imagine, you know, everybody listening, you've been in a crowd of 35,000 people. Remember what it looked like. It's huge. You know, that would be like at a game between Notre Dame and USC, maybe. or Ohio State against Alabama. You know, that's that size crowd. And Donald Trump gets these crowds. No problem. He said the only thing constraining the size of the crowds is the size of the hall or venue, and then there are tens of thousands of people outside, or sometimes tens of thousands of people outside who can't get in, stretching for miles. And you know, I like this. This is another good thing that's happening. For whatever reason, the people who disrupt these events are thinning out. What do you make of that, George and Paul?
I think what's happened is that it's now quite clear Trump is here to stay. That he won't be intimidated, or his events won't be shut down by a little bit of protest or a bit of thuggish behavior. He's for real. He's going to go on. And, you know, after a while, it's just not much fun. You know, if you could If they could shut him down, they probably would. But he's not going away. It gets discouraging. It's not much fun standing out there, maybe even risking getting arrested for those who actually, have any common sense. It's just not fun anymore, I think.
Okay, I'm asking the engineer who's with us on the phone. Shame on me. I haven't been paying attention. Jeff in Chicago, are you still with us?
Hello, James, George, and Paul. Yes, I am. I'm not going to take much time. I just wanted to alert you all that it's been reported the last couple days, first today from Activist Post, and then on InvestmentWatchBlog.com. The Democratic Committee, DNC, was advertising on Craigslist for actors to fill the empty seats in the convention center. They were paying $50 a night.
Ooh.
There's embedded in the Activist Post article is a YouTube video of this Bernie supporter, and he's saying, when I got there the first day at like 5 or 6, he said, there was nobody in the hall. And then people started to fill in that. He said, but what was really strange was if you got up, a Bernie supporter would get up and maybe leave the center to go to the bathroom or whatever, that they were not allowed back in.
Ooh.
And if somebody tried to muscle their way back in, they would find that there was an actor sitting in their chair.
Jeff, if you can research this, if you can confirm this, this is a blockbuster.
Oh, this is huge.
There is a... they do a screenshot on investmentwatchblog.com. So anybody can do a Craigslist thing. That's not a big deal. So, yes, we have to confirm this. But it says, actors needed for national convention, parentheses, Philadelphia. Looking for 700 people to be utilized as actors during the national convention. We currently have a number of empty seats that will need to be filled as we are currently removing a number of people, probably Bernie supporters, and need to refill their seats for the remainder of the conference.
Huh. Well, something that we do have, Jeff, something that we do have confirmed is that Bernie people that had their signs confiscated. This has been reported in national media that the Bernie supporters had their signs confiscated. I was watching, parts of the convention where people were waving signs, and a couple Bernie signs came up, and somebody actually snatched it away. Somebody reached over the top of a Bernie person, grabbed their sign, and yanked it out of their hands.
It just ain't much fun when radicals fall out from one another.
Yeah.
Oh no,
but
they're vicious.
Yeah. Well, the
I want to ask a question.
Sure.
I didn't watch any of the convention because I was not going to sit and be revolted by their lies and that. So did the TV cameras?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Sorry, train. Did the TV cameras ever pan the convention seats? Did you ever see actually how many people were in there? I mean, I don't know.
Yes, the crowd in Philadelphia looked quite big, but there were big chunks of empty seats. But I think their hall was a pretty darn big one. I know I was at the Republican convention in St. Paul, Minnesota in 2008 at the XL Energy Center, and they had empty seats there. These halls are pretty big. These are like 25,000-seat arenas. So I don't think you make too much of a conclusion. They're not necessarily trying to pack the place.
Okay.
They mainly want to have their enthusiastic groupies there is the goal.
Yeah.
So
I just thought I'd bring that to your attention because, they did that at the March Trump rally here in Chicago. They hired people, rent-a-mobs to, make trouble so Mr. Trump would have, he decided, no, we're gonna cancel this.
You were there, Jeff. You were there at that first the only event that Donald Trump has actually canceled his appearance at, which was that Chicago event at the University of Illinois, I believe, in Chicago.
That is correct, yes.
And that's the only one. That's the only one. And Trump came out looking great, and the enemy came up looking like the thugs that they are. But since then, he has simply ridden straight into the teeth of their opposition and held his events, especially most markedly in California, where he encountered punks and thugs in Costa Mesa and Anaheim.
And San Jose, I think, was the worst one where,
yes.
I mean, it was blatant. So.
But and very good, though, to see that in his events today in Colorado Springs and Denver, you know, he was actually mourning the loss of his protesters. We got a last break coming up here, folks.
That's his way of saying, bring it on, okay?
Yeah, bring it on. The guy has guts. We will be back with our final segment, Paul, George, and maybe a caller. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard.
We've got our last segment. One more caller to take. Iconoclast in Ohio. Iconoclast, are you still with us?
Yes. Oh, I saw a story on Rents.com, which is very interesting. Oh, let's see if I can find it now. At any rate, some group which studies elections decided that 184 delegates were stolen from Bernie Sanders.
Nice. Nice. Well, you know, hopefully there'll be more reverberations about this. Hopefully, as Donald Trump was saying, that some of the Sanders people are burned up and they are feeling the burn, and this will have a negative impact on the Hillary campaign.
Okay.
That's an interesting detail. Interesting fact, not a detail. Anything else, Iconoclast?
Well, that's also it. That's in yournewswire.com is a website.
Okay, I will take a look at that. And
I'll get the actual story up. It's called.
Well,
the,
okay. Yeah, go ahead.
It's called Election Justice.
Okay, we'll look that up. And Iconoclast, I want to thank you, you know, for all the great calls you make to this show and for being part of this audience. You sir, are a great patriot.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. I might get a couple more words in from Donald Trump here. He's live right now. He's live in Denver, Colorado, at the Over the Rockies Air and Space Museum. And the let me just put a little plug in for the show. It's been a few days since I gave you the address. Please help finance this show. If you're in the audience and you enjoy it, I got a great letter. Somebody sent in $2 bills, two $1 bills the other day. I love that. Whatever you can send in, a single dollar bill, but whatever you send, send it to my name, James Kelso, at P.O. Box 9, that's a single digit 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, MN, 56721. You could just put that in the mail, and if folks in this audience would just now and then toss a few bucks in the mail, if some of you are more able to be a great benefactor, go ahead and do that. These shows are not expensive. It's not going to take a lot of money, but we want to keep the Trump phenomenon running with our president for his full 8 years in office, all the way out to the year 2024. Well, to the year 2025, January, when the next president, who will be another patriot, will be sworn in. And we will have recaptured the momentum in this country. And as Trump points, we just missed a great segment where Trump said, this next president may very well set an all-time record for the number of Supreme Court appointments he, or hopefully not she, makes. It could be as many as 5 or 6. So this will completely change the nature of our government. Paul, thank you for being here. And George, as always, we'll see everybody. I want to get both of you to get a chance to say a goodbye there.
Well, good night. Good weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul. And we'll see you all again on Sunday.
Yes.
From 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 3 to 6 Eastern Time on Sunday. Be with us then. So long.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.